Kerry Crowley joins us from the Bay Area News Group. And, Kerry, you were a little late this morning. We thought maybe some doings in the clubhouse. Anything going on there?
We found out that Kelby Tomlinson's here on the taxi squad in case Haley Belt, Mrs. Belt, goes into labor. She's expected to have her second child shortly. And so that doesn't look like it's going to happen today, according to Brandon, but you never know. And so Kelby's here just in case. And if that's the case, I would imagine that Pablo will slide over and play first, and then Kelby could provide some bench depth.
Well, how did Brandon sound this morning after his debacle last night with the check swing and all that?
I think that Brandon has moved past it. He sounded fine. Never wanted to put the team in a position like that, and he understands that. But he's moved past it. He understands what's going on and why you can't do that. And so, you know, I don't think it'll be an issue moving forward.
Well, it's kind of expected. I think the second you come back out and argue a check swing with an umpire who was not the home plate umpire, I think you're asking for trouble, right?
Yeah, I think that you are. And you understand what you're getting into when a guy has said, hey, you're warned this many times.
Yeah.
So.
And this has kind of been an issue with Brandon this year, but I think you're right. Probably move past it. You head into the All-Star break, and smart family planning. He gets the days off with potentially his child on the way.
Yeah, they had the big Brandon Belt All-Star vote final ballot push, and he probably wouldn't have been going to Washington.
Really? What would have happened?
I think that they – you know, that's a great question. I guess they would have chosen the second-place guy there maybe, or they would have just picked another commissioner's choice, I guess.
Yeah, you go down the list, I guess.
I think you'd have to would be the fair way to go, right?
What's happened
there?
Jeff Samardzija. Obviously, there's some question about him. I said it on the show today. You can't have this where he can't get loose and that kind of stuff. So we're back. I think we're kind of back to square one.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if Jeff Samardzija went on the disabled list shortly. If you're not getting loose and you're having trouble in the first inning, you can't be a starting pitcher. I mean, that's a gigantic issue that the Giants have to confront. And he's a huge competitor. He wants to be out there no matter what. And I understand that. I think everyone understands that to a certain level. But at the same time, you have to listen to the medical staff. You have to look at your results. You have to look at how you're feeling out there. And you can't put the team in jeopardy like that. Derek Holland has proven that he still deserves a shot to be in this starting rotation. And so in the second half, I would not be surprised to see Holland open up as one of the five in there.
The baby oil guy.
Yeah, Derek Holland. Good teammate. Good teammate. That's all I'll say about the baby oil.
Is this a case where Samardzija was brought back too soon from injury? I mean, it seemed like maybe that was the case early in the season. Like, he made one start, kind of got lit up in San Jose, and then came back. But if yesterday, after weeks now of being on the DL, making rehab appearances, already having one start under his belt, and he's saying he still can't get right, has he been hurt the whole time? Is this a re-injury? Or what's the deal?
Well, it seems like it's a recurring injury.
Yeah.
It's something that you may need surgery to fix, and that's the tough reality of it, especially for the Giants, who, if you have a starting pitcher going to the knife in July, then you're looking at maybe he's out for a full year. You don't know what type of surgery he could have. It's a shoulder injury, not an elbow injury, so that changes the dynamics of it. But it's something that they have to confront, and they have to look seriously at this injury, see why it continues to occur, and really look at the pros and cons of what would happen if Samardzija is out for an extended period of time, because these types of performances, as Marty said, can't keep happening.
What about the bullpen for him?
Well, the bullpen doesn't make sense, because if you're not getting loose as a starting pitcher and you're having trouble in the first inning, you're not going to be an effective reliever. I mean, you need to be able to – if Samardzija is having his best innings in the third, fourth, and fifth inning, that's not going to work as a bullpen guy. So that's not really an option for a starter who has this type of an injury where you're just not effective in the early going. I mean, if you send him down to the bullpen in the fifth inning and have him throw 60 pitches, I don't think you can do that.
I think you're right. If it takes him that long to get loose, you can't be a bullpen guy. So probably the DL isn't his future, I would think that. They don't have to do it right away. I mean, they have the game today. And then, of course, they'll set the rotation. Do you have any idea what the rotation will look like against the A's next weekend?
I would expect it to be Bumgarner, Cueto, Rodriguez. And I say that because I don't think they'll want Andy Suarez to face the A's twice. And I do think that they'll want Bumgarner to be the first starter out of the break, because you don't need a fifth rotation guy. You've got that off day in between. But the Giants, as we know, like to give their starters as much rest as possible. So I think we'll see Bumgarner, Cueto, Rodriguez, Suarez, and then then either Holland or Samardzija in that fifth slot in Seattle that day game. It's going to be a Facebook game.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's enjoying
that. Hell yeah.
Yeah, good friend Rich Waltz will be doing that game up there. Rich is going to fill in here on the radio in August. I don't know if you knew that. No one's told that story yet, so Kerry, we're going to give it to you.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, Rich, you can break that story. Rich told us yesterday on the air.
I think you broke that story.
Well, you can do it for the people out there.
But you've got to quote Marty, though. Yeah. You got it here.
Yeah, so Rich is going to fill in for a few games in August. He's going to be doing that.
Good for him.
Good man. Yeah, very good man. One other thing I wanted to mention while Kerry is here. Kerry is a big supporter of the Rotary Clubs, I know that, and different clubs around town. But I got
different clubs around town. Might be a good way to put it.
Yeah. Well, different places. He loves Original Joe's and places like that. But he eats well at lunchtime. Let's put it that way, right? Kerry, you're a lunchtime guy.
I am a lunchtime guy. I am a sandwich guy. I'm a big meal at lunch guy.
Very good. Well, I was fortunate to go down to the Rotary Club in San Jose. And it's the eighth largest club, I think, either in the world or in a very large area. About 400 people showed up and got to make a speech about baseball, which was always a lot of fun. And they did an auction for two tickets for today's game. And part of the auction, I said I would mention the winner on the air. And I'm supposed to do it at 10:30, so hopefully he's listening. And that is George Burt, B-E-R-T. And he paid $500 for two tickets today. And it's all for a good cause. And I've made a lot of the speeches at the different Rotary Clubs. This is the largest one I've ever been to in San Jose. So had a lot of fun down there. The people couldn't have been nicer. And they listened. And it's so funny because, you know, they gave me like 12 minutes to talk. And I said, I usually talk for 7 hours.
I was going to say, how'd that go, 12 minutes?
Really? I said, 12 minutes? You got to be kidding me.
You couldn't even get into the 67 pennant. You couldn't go first to Tinkers to Chance.
No.
I mean, what could you even get into, Mark?
World War II.
That
was about it.
So. And not even the baseball part.
No, I said the green light letter from Franklin Roosevelt. That was all I could say. So, but they listened. I must say, they were very attentive. I was amazed, and I spoke for about 25 minutes. And then there was no time for questions, and everyone had to leave.
Did they play you off?
I think you ran right through the time for questions.
The president was coming up, and I realized that may be the end.
You ate his clock. That was it.
That was it. But, George Burt was the winner, $500, so I'm glad to do that. Kerry Crowley with us. We always enjoy talking with Kerry. He gives us a lot of time here on the weekends. What do you think? So, as I said, like 97 in, whatever, and here we are. We're still talking about it.
Yeah, to me, the stories at the beginning of the season were Derek Holland, Pablo Sandoval, Gorkys Hernandez, and it's morphed into Andrew Suarez, Derek Rodriguez, Reyes Maranta, and now Ray Black. And we saw another great outing from Ray Black last night. Steven Duggar has emerged in that conversation. And Bruce Bochy says it all the time. Marty, you say it all the time. To make a playoff push, you need surprise performers to come up from the minor leagues or to come off your bench and make a big impact. And the Giants have had that so far. And I think that that's a huge reason why they're still in this race and why it's going to be a fascinating summer, why August is going to be interesting. Yeah. The calendar becomes a little favorable for the Giants. They'll play the Reds. They'll play the Mets.
The Padres. The Reds are like 20-6.
But they're the Reds.
They're playing the Reds
after the trade deadline. They're playing the Reds after
they're
the
gonna
trade
They're going to load up.
The Reds are going to make their NL Central push.
Yeah. Really? I'm telling you, you don't want to play the Reds. They're killing everybody. But I agree with you.
You got the Pirates coming
in. August, you want to play teams that are out of it. Because those teams realize they're out of it, and they're making golf reservations, tee times. Mm-hmm. And you like to get those teams in, because if you step on them early, they don't come back. And that's what you have to do. We know that's the mantra when you get into August and September. Yeah, it does get a little more favorable. But, boy, you should go back and look at one of your stories at the end of spring training.
Oh, gosh.
And see what you were writing about. And then compare it to what you're writing about now.
I was writing about Austin Jackson, Hunter Pence being outfield starters.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, how they were going to fit with Andrew McCutchen in right field. And now you look at the Giants and the makeup of this starting staff. It was can Chris Stratton and Ty Block hold down the back end of the rotation?
Isn't that funny?
It was, can Evan Longoria provide the punch at third base? And almost none of those things have happened. And
no,
so
isn't that funny?
Ty Block, opening day starter for you.
Joe Panik, two home runs.
Yeah.
First 2 days, 1-0, 1-0.
Joe Panik's war was 2.0 on the second day of the season.
We haven't seen him since. Amazing. Well,
yeah. Alan Hansen was a guy in spring training who was amazing to watch run the bases, and I thought that he would be playing for an independent league team at this point.
We just didn't know when he was going to stop. That was it, when he ran the bases. And Chase Darno was another one.
Exactly.
Boy, that's funny. It's not a bad idea to go back and revisit one of those
articles. It's a bad idea if I want to embarrass myself.
Something about a DJ Snelton, I don't know, something in there. I mean, there are all sorts of stories from early this year.
Yeah, well, I could do it. I'm not afraid to embarrass myself. I can do that. That's a good one. We'll go think about the shows that we did at the end of spring training. Raph, should pull out one of our interviews or something from the end of spring training. Maybe with Bruce Jenkins, who's coming up next. Hey, Kerry, thanks for coming out.
Thank
you,
Marty.
What are you doing for the break?
I will be heading up to Lake Tahoe after tonight's game and riding from up in the beautiful mountains.
What do you do up there?
I like to go run, and then I'll paddleboard on the lake, and I'll go hiking, and it's going to be an extremely active time for
good.
Me.
Good. I know you're a runner. You run every day. Mm-hmm. What's the furthest you've run?
So right now I'm in training for my third marathon, and I've got a 12-miler on Wednesday to do in altitude, and that'll be the furthest that I've done in a while. So 26.2 is the furthest that I've ever gone.
Holy cow. Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you next weekend over in Oakland.
Looking forward to
it,
Marty.
All right. Kerry Crowley, KO_Crowley on Twitter. Always a pleasure. Bruce Jenkins coming up next right here in the Sports League.